Thank you, everybody, for joining us for Contemporary Halacha. Today's shiur will be given by Rabbi Chaim Packer on the topic of electricity and halacha. Thank you, Rabbi Packer. B'chavad Rav.
Thank you, Rabbi Orly. Okay, today's topic, as you mentioned. Okay. Louder. Today's topic is electricity, turning it on and off, electronic appliances on Shabbos and the Yom Tov. And I guess before we begin, but the topic, what it's not, I'll tell you what the topic is not first, that we're talking only about electricity within itself. Obviously, if one's going to use electricity for the myriad uses that other usages involve other malachos, that's not what we're talking about. For example, if somebody uses an electric oven to cook, it's the question of bishul, but it's not a question of, it's forgetting about the question, like besides the question of electricity, using a lawnmower to cut the grass, using a washing machine to do the laundry, even though it's a new, they used to go to the river to do the laundry, now instead they use a washing machine, that it's going to involve other malachos. And besides the factor of electricity, it's the turning on and off electricity itself on Shabbos or Yom Tov. There are some malachos which are questionable whether or not, now that they're done in a new form, do they still involve the malacha that they used to? We're not going to talk about this so much right now, but the old question used to be the incandescent bulb. Is that a havara? Cooking with a microwave? Is that still cooking? We'll talk a little bit more tomorrow about typing on a computer screen. Is that, people don't write anymore. Is that still ksiva? We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. So there are questions about various malachos themselves, whether that's bishul, whether that's havara, whether that's ksiva. The topic today we're talking about is just simply electricity. When someone turns on an air conditioner, seemingly there's no other malacha that we know about turning on an air conditioner, but just simply use of electricity, turning on and off an air conditioner. So in such a situation, we want to know what malacha is involved, if any. So we're all taught, it could be a very short share, if I just simply start right now and say, okay, don't turn on and off electricity. We all pretty much know that anyway. Don't turn on and off electricity on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, so that would be it. That would be, we stop right here. But it is important to know what is the level, the dargos, chumras, or ister involves that we're talking about. Nisr daraisa, nisr darabanan. Point number one. And point number two, it's important, it's essential to know the geder hadin, what is the nature of the ister that we're talking about, turning on and off electricity. Again, is even depending what the Rabbanon is involved, there may be certain chumras or kulas knowing what we're dealing with. And why is this, again, why can't we just simply stop there and say it's usher? It's usher, and what's the difference? The rice, the Rabbanon, the maisa, don't do it. Idea number one, of course, is that there are people who have to use it for essential purposes, like doctor, security reasons, and other urgent scenarios. We have to know, are we dealing with an Isra Daraisa and Isra Darabanan? Again, the Gedder HaIsra. When that Isra, let's say, Miral Akum or other combining other situations, what type of Isra are we dealing with? Question number one. The other issue at hand is, this we'll talk about a little bit much more tomorrow, is the regular person in everyday life right now encounters electricity in infinite ways, in a myriad of different ways, and everywhere they're going. And to simply say that we're going to avoid electronic devices on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's not as easy as it used to be. Everywhere we go, we're turning on a light, we're turning on some motion detector, we're on some camera someplace. And therefore, it's essential to know again, what malachas are involved, what isurim are involved, to combine it with other kulas, whether we're dealing, for example, and again, we'll elaborate this much more tomorrow, and combining it with other kulas, for example, grama, or davar she'eino miskaven, how long it's going to last. We'll have to deal with muktzah questions, which are involved. And again, that will deal with Mir Tashem tomorrow, but the idea is it's simply to say, we'll avoid it at all costs. And okay, it's us who don't do it. Again, it's important for doctors and the like, and also important for every one of us, wherever we go, there are motion detectors, and there are automatic doors, automatic sinks, automatic bathrooms, automatic everything. And it is therefore essential to know what the geder is, the level on geder ha'isr is in turning on and off electricity on Shabbos or Yontif. And that's where we'll begin to figure out what that isr is. So the first idea we'll talk about is an idea which many thought originally when electricity first began being used. This is in a journal, Beis Vadla Chachamim, in Shnas Tufrei Samach Gimel, almost 120 years ago. This was like the contemporary halacha of 120 years ago. This was an article of the Baal Aruch HaShulchan. He suggested the following. And what he was coming from is ironically to create a kula of using electricity on Yontif. Why? Because, of course, on Yontif, it is, we usually say Havara is Motor Litzorech, Tzorech Ochom Nefesh, or other Tzorech Hayom. But, of course, it's forbidden if to be Molid Davar Chadash. It's forbidden to create a new fire. You can't light a fire from a new, you have to light from an existing flame. So, the Baal Aruch HaShulchan suggested, on Yontif, he thought in turning on and off, on turning on electricity, to leka mishum molid, to eino kemo chatichos atzei gafris, you're not like lighting a match, the visham ein be'etzim kol etzem ha'esh, there the fire is not already there in the match. Soda Ishbo Maruba, just rather the elements that create fire are already there. And when you rub the sulfur, when you rub it together, that creates the fire. Avol Bizeho Electri, Yesh Koach Esh Mamish, Elosheino Meir. There already is fire in the electricity. The positive and the negative joined together. Yotza Esh La Poel. So he's suggesting that turning on electricity wouldn't be a problem of molid on Yontif. Why? Because there already is larger in enlarging the fire that's already there. So therefore he thinks it is permissible. So he there is creating a kula, but based on his words, clearly on Shabbos, that would be an iser of as much as we said Yontif, Havara is mutter, but on Shabbos, Havara, even increasing the flame, is clearly 100% forbidden. It's a lach of Havara. And based on his words, turning on electricity would be aser mishum Havara, because it would be increasing the fire. Problem is, as he himself admits, Kain nira l'fi anastaiti l'fi havanasi b'meleches l'lektri ki eino mitzuya b'rube ha'arim shalonu shenucho la'amod b'diyog al tolta'osa. He admits, that's what it appears to be based on my limited understanding of what electricity is, because it is not so prevalent in our community. So I think two things have changed since his time. Number one, I think electricity is probably more prevalent than it was in the Vardic 120 years ago. I'm sure you all know what it is. Point number one. And point number two, It's usually understood right now that there is no fire. The electricity is not working based on fire. And if it would, we'd be in deep trouble. Rahmana Litzlan, there would be fire in the wires. That wouldn't be a good thing. And that wouldn't be a good thing. And it's certainly undesired. We don't want there to be a fire in the flame. Certainly now, many of the youth, back in the day, I believe that the earlier usages, it could be there'd be more sparks within the wires than people, and that would be reason to think that there actually was fire. But already a long time ago, many Gedolei Achronim argued and thought that's not the way it's working, it's not what it is. But Achiezer, Chaim Ozer, and his tshuva a little bit later, Shlomo Zalman, they argued it's nothing to do with fire. And that is not the main point of electricity. I should add that someone mentioned to me that back in his time, Moshe Zatzal, when he was looking at the possibility of using elevators on Shabbos, he did want to know whether or not every single time was there a psik ratio that there will be sparks every single time, whether that would be one factor in using or not using the elevators on Shabbos. So he did want to know. The person who went around with him said that was one of the things he was looking at the time. So the factor of fire, albeit it doesn't seem to be the essence of what electricity is, it may have been whether or not it was a psik ratio every single time. And generally for us, I think most of the time, there would not be a psik ratio of Havara. And we generally do not consider turning on and off electricity as of now to be an issue of Havara. But that was the original, an original way of viewing it based on, again, fully admittedly, I'm not sure, and it's hard to figure out exactly how it works. That was the first idea which was suggested. There is probably, I'm sure you've all heard some version of this in the past, that one of the next most famous discussions in terms of reasons to assert turning on and off electronic appliances on Shabbos, famous words of the Chazon Ish. This is found in a Sefer in Arachayim, Simen Nun, Sifkot and Tes. He argues the following. Od yesh bazeh hadlokas chashmal mishum tikun mane kivan shemamido al tunaso lizrom es zerem hachashmal b'tzmidos, since you're getting it to flow consistently, Bekarov hadavar v'zeh boneh min ha-Torah ka'oseh kli v'kol shekein kan t'chol ha-chutim mechubarim v'bayis v'havelei keboneh b'mechubar dai shebo mishon binyin v'chira yeshbo, I think. I'll explain this in a second. He's arguing that the problem here involved is not Havara, rather we're dealing with Binyan. Right? We're getting a Kli to work. Getting a Kli to work and Lizrom Boba Tmidbus to have the electricity flow in it consistently. And bothered by the following question, he's implicitly asking on himself. The Gemara says, also it is a well-known debate between Rav Shmuel all over Shas, and we generally paskin Ein Binyan Bekalim. So he counters that in terms of electricity, it's not even Bekalim. Typical way of turning on and off an appliance is what are you doing when you're turning that switch? In essence, what you're doing is you are connecting a wire, or back in the old days, you would be plugging in. Now, in the old days, you still do it. You could be plugging in plug something into the wall. So even if you're not actually plugging it in by switching the switch, you're connecting the two wires within the wall. So there, it's not binyan b'kelim, it's binyan b'mechobar. By connecting the wires within the house, you're, in essence, you're enlarging, or creating something, a binyan in the bias itself by connecting that appliance to the wall. Point number one. And point number two is, even if you'll tell me that not all appliances are connected to the wall, yeah, things are battery-operated appliances, they remain metaltal and they remain kalim, which aren't connected to the walls. The koma comes up there the following. The Gemara continues in Shabbos, Kuf Beis, and many other places, that although there's ein binyan b'kelim, the kol makom, there still is a concept called tikkah. Tikkah means when one firmly sticks together two items in which they're joined in a way that they're going to stay somewhat permanently, that itself is enough to be chayev on Shabbos, even b'kelim. Machlokas, Rashi and Tosis, which malacha that is. Rashi says that's malachas makabe patish. There's been kalin, there's never such a thing as binyan. There's only even ayidei tikkah. Tosis argues all over Shas, there in Shabbos Kuf Beis, in Mesechus Beis, and other places as well, that the That there could be binyan al yidei, even in shelo b'kar, even in b'kelim, as long as it's al yidei tikkah, meaning if I'm building a building and I stack two bricks on top of another, even though I don't cement it down, that's binyan. Mashen kein here in tikkah, it's only when I put it together firmly. Classic example is when someone's glasses break. So if they would screw their glasses back in, even though that's a kli, screwing it back together would be a form of tikkah and be a malacha deraisa for Rashi, Makabe Patish, Ritosis. It would be binyan. So Zok the Chazanish, here, in terms of electricity, even though it's not mechobar lekarka, by turning on that appliance, I'll read his words. It always is considered as if it's firmly being joined together. Here's the example. Even though there's a debate whether or not, classic example is the like a painter's pole, where you stick on different pieces in order, if you want to paint a very high area. See, Mara speaks about the Kanesh El Saidon, where if you put together the various pieces and the various parts of it in order to paint the highest part. So there, the debate amongst the Rishonim and Poskim whether or not it's the Reis or it's the Rabbanon. He says that's only because either way that the painter's pole could already be used. The brush could already be used. Just adding on that pole to get it to work a little bit better and higher. Because you could use them for if you could use even the lower part, the smaller part to paint something lower. We'll see what we're talking about in a second. So I'll explain more of that in a minute. The Chazon Ish is arguing that turning on and off electricity is a problem of bona. because literally it's binyan b'karka by turning on and off the switch. It's not the pshat when you turn it on, the monkey starts running and turns on the switch. No, when you're connecting the wire in the wall, that is a form of binyan. Idea number one. Even if not dealing with karka literally, still even b'metaltel and even b'kelim, it's still a form of tikka. That's what the Chazon Ish argued. The problem is with what he's saying, it seems very, very questionable, as Shlomo Zalman, that's out, argued. He argued this in many, many different places, in several Meshuvahs and in Chas Shlomo, and when he wrote his entire Ma'orei Or, he wrote this, it's very fascinating. He wrote it, I believe, when he was about 25 years old, when his mother, I believe, needed a hearing aid. So he became very involved in these issues of electricity. Sometimes it's Sorech itself, as we mentioned before, is a need. Okay, until you avoid electricity, everyone knows you don't use it. But sometimes it's Sorech is a need to start investigating what taco is the gather of nature and the gather of the Isra that's involved. So Shlomo Zalman argued, what? That's binyan bekarka? It doesn't seem to be binyan bekarka. It seems to be the switch is made to open and close. And I'm not sure we need a raya from this. Clearly, almost all of us do this. Every single Shabbos, we all use the door. We use a door, right? We open and close the door. We open and close a window. It was a joke during Corona. People were joking, maybe then you didn't open the door. People were staying at home. The joke was people needed a mezuzah then only on the refrigerator. But people weren't leaving the home. But generally speaking, there's no chumrah of not leaving the home, of not opening a door on Shabbos, or not leaving it open. It's meant to open and close. A window is meant to open and close. I even put karka. So why don't I say it's binyan b'kelim? So the answer is you're using this. It already is a door. It already is a window. And all you're doing is using the door. And using the windows. So I asked Shlomo Zalman on the Chazon Ish's opinion. I don't understand. It's simply the same way that the door is meant to open and close. This switch, whatever, whether it be the air conditioner, the fan, the light. Again, an LED light we're talking, not an incandescent. But the incandescent would maybe have a regular an LED light. There's no only electricity power. So just simply turning it on and off, that itself, that you can tell me is binyan. And in Kalim, you're going to tell me it's Taka? Any baby, a little baby could be in the house. The other day, the 2-year-old was in the house, a child was in the house, and they turned off the air conditioner on Shabbos. It wasn't so pleasant. And the little 2-year-old was doing it. You can say that is Taka, that it takes an umman to do it. That's you can consider a meleches Shabbos that any baby is able to do on Shabbos. It's meant to open and close. It's meant to turn on and off. Shlomo Zalman countered, and he did this, and again, he was much, much younger than the Chazon Ish, and he wrote, and when he did this, the Kavod Gadol, Shlomo Zalman questioned the Chazon Ish. But he asked a lot of these questions on the Chazon, what the Chazon Ish was saying, and largely in the end, the Shlomo Zalman didn't agree with him. But the Chazon Ish himself seems to—he knows that this is not regular tikkun. This is not regular, and this is not regular. That's what it appears to me. And because if you read what he's saying here, first of all, he argues the karov hadavar liyos bonim in a Torah. If it was mamish binyan, it was mamish Torah. You're building. It was so obvious. What's the karov hadavar? Point number one. Point number two. He's arguing here, I believe, that when you're connecting electricity, there is a lot more going on than simply connecting to innocuous items, even if it happens to be in the wall. Like his lines here again. That with it, you're bringing the zerim, the current, through those wires. What he's not saying is that simply by connecting those two pieces of wire, when you're connecting them, that is the takah. Seemingly, he knows that per se is not a big deal. It's only because we're dealing with electricity that adds to whatever we were talking about until now. The current flowing through those wires is what gives it an additional level of chashiva. So he continues to argue. This is on the next page, page 3, if you're following the notes. The letters back and forth between the Shomazal and the Chazanish. Another argument that Shlomo Zalman was making was to compare it when you heat up a rod, you're bringing the heat through the rods. You can say that's binyan. That's not binyan. Just all you're doing is heat is now in the metal piece. So here also electricity is in the piece. Or another muscle they use is having water go through a pipe. Here I'm having electricity go through a pipe. So no one argues, no one's answer is having water go through a pipe. So the Chazon Ish counters back to Inyan Tolei B'Shikol Adas Techimon Barzel Eino Mechadesh Tevach Adosh B'Barzel Elo Shachom Shochein Ba'Lashah. It's temporary that it's hot. And it's trying always to, the metal is always trying to get rid of that heat. It has to be material which is able to conduct electricity. Which is already latent in the wire itself. It creates a permanent status within this wire. The hamada amatzunasa idechibar choshesha mishimbona. Number mishum harkev prakim zevil. And you'll tell me it's weak. It's weak. What do you mean? Any 2-year-old's able to turn it on and off? What do you mean? Mishum dezerem hachashmali mechabra b'pchinas tika. The fact that there is this current going through it automatically makes it into tikka, idea number one. Idea number two, to tikkun hachut atzmo mimaves l'chayim havei bona. Another idea he brings up is by bringing this wire to life. Until now it was a dead wire, you couldn't do anything with it. Now, by bringing electricity into this wire, that itself gives it a chashivos of bona. Here's another line he had here. Line I liked. He had lines here that are basically turned it. Find the line I'm looking for quickly. He had a line here that it was turning it into tsura and chomer. He sounded. The Chazon Ish sounded more here like the Rambam or Devuchim or Maral than the Chazon Ish speaking as an Ish Halach. But what it appears that the Chazon Ish is saying is that he perceived, and that's why this is Tali B'Shikol Hadas, and he knows that someone could argue with him, that because you're dealing with the electricity, therefore, a regular combination of these wires is not typical to what's going on here. You can't just compare this. Well, what do you mean? All I did was connected two meaningless wires. No, here by connecting these wires, I brought about a target. Does that matter or not? I don't know. Chazon Ish thought he did know. Chazon Ish thought that that mattered by that gufa adds to the chashivas of whatever you're doing, and that itself would constitute bona, pain bekarka, or more obviously, or even bekalim, that would be considered tika. Shlomo Zalman himself seemed to, once the Chazon Ish started talking, he seemed to become privy to this. He seemed to began to understand this. And he began to question the following. So what would happen, and these become very interesting nafkamina, about the following scenario. Where, let's say, and I think this is, in some places they say this is in Yonah Dioma right now, let's say there's a blackout. Let's say there's a blackout, and so at that point, you'd be turning on and off the same switch. You're connecting the same wires in the wall or not in the wall. But at that point, there'd be no electricity flowing through those wires. So would that constitute the same binyan? I'm connecting the exact same wires that I'd be connecting. But when I'm connecting those wires, there's no electricity for it to come through. So Shlomo Zalman thought, once he began to understand what the Chazon Ish was getting at, then he began to argue, I don't know if the Chazon Ish is right anyway, but at least in this situation, that can't be a problem at all. He then found out that it could be that Rav Greinemann, the Chazon Ish's nephew, he, and the Chidush in Biurim, he thought that even that would still be prohibited. Even that would be a problem. That's debatable. Because is that the same situation when there's no mimavis lachayim, when you're bringing the wires to life, that exists, when it's a live wire, when there's real electricity coming through it, and then a lot more of what the Chazon Ish is saying could be understood. But stam, a regular, simply connecting these wires in a meaningless time, that seems to have less significance. Another very interesting nafkamina, the opposite, is let's say the wires are already connected. But what's happening? For whatever reason, there's no electricity coming through it yet. And you somehow get it to be conductive. LaMarshall, again, I fully understand the science of this laptop, but they tell me, they say, let's make believe that, let's say the temperature of the wires would matter. Let's say either extreme heat or extreme cold, they speak of superconductors, they speak about, that would cause something to be more conductive than it otherwise would have been. So the wires are already connected, but by my changing the temperature for ease right now, my changing that would cause electricity to go through wires which are already connected. So is that, that's the inverse situation. I'm not connecting any wires to classical binyan, hein bekalim, hein bekarka. But what I am doing is creating a circuit of electricity itself. Point number one. Point number two, and this is much more practical for us right now, is that our phones and our computers, computers and phones are almost never really fully off. We don't usually turn them off, but rather they're in what's some type of sleep type of mode. And I believe they're called semiconductors, where largely shut off, where most of the power of that computer, phone, whatever, is largely very, very, very diminished. It's barely on. And what you do is you touch the screen, or one of the buttons, and by doing so, automatically. Through that small touch, you're basically getting the electricity to flow in something which is already connected and barely connected, not in a way which could be used in a functional way. So do I say that I'm not really connecting any wires to these superconductors, and that basically when you're pressing on that phone, it's already on anyway, it shouldn't make no difference? Or do I say, in essence, right now, it's on a very... So if you take it a certain way, the Chazon Ish means the problem is only when I'm connecting wires here, I'm not necessarily connecting wires, it would be permissible. Or is the problem actually creating the current? And we'll move on to something in a second. There'll be another reason as well to ask. I'll get back to that in a second. One last point about the Chazon Ish, I think this is very essential, is that there are those who argued that the same way that for those who thought that electricity is based on Havara, and generally we consider them to be mistaken. They're simply mistaken. That's just simply not the Metzius. Again, we can't, with no blame to them. Again, electricity in Havardic was, again, not so prevalent. But there are those who claim that the Chazon Ish also, he just got it wrong. He didn't understand. That doesn't seem to be correct. That doesn't seem to be correct. It's the story that I've heard from many people. When someone told me their Rosh Yeshiva of another yeshiva said the same thing. The Chazon Ish understood electricity. He understood. He got the facts right. The Metzius he had right. You can debate with him whether he's right or wrong. And a competent Baal Halacha, a major posek, could question the Chazon Ish whether or not halachically he's right or wrong. Yeah, I'm not sure we're in position to do so. Shlomo Zalman could debate. But the Chazon Ish, he understood electricity, and it's the Davka because he understood electricity, the Metzius of it, that's what made him argue his point. One could argue with him halachically, but in terms of the Metzius, the Mesorah that I've heard was that no, the Chazon Ish understood electricity, and that's the Davka why he's saying what he's saying. So again, where we are right now is that originally they thought that electricity was Aser Bishom Avara. Generally, that's not the way we assume right now. The Chazon Ish thought there was a Malacha Deraisa of turning on and off the electricity of Binyan, whether it be Bekarka or Bekelim, even as the form of Taka, and even though it doesn't seem to fit the regular rules of binyan, Mikol Makom, the Chazon Ish thought that there's something more going on because I'm dealing with electricity that would warrant it to be binyan despite other parallel situations. And if everyone wants to read this, some of the footnotes send you to a very interesting discussion between Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish about this issue. So there are many, post-kibbutzim who do assume like the Chazon Ish, others disagree with him. But, one last nafkamina, very interesting one. The Chazon Ish's understanding is that l'shitaso, he believed that a kli, which an electronic kli, which while it's off, how do I view it in terms of muksa? Do I view it as a kli shemalach list, or maybe depending whether it's expensive or not, whether you move it around or not, maybe it would be a muksa machat v'sarin kiss? Or do I view it, a kli that's off would be simply not a kli at all, and therefore it would be muksa like Eitzim Vavonim, it has no usage b'chlal, it wouldn't even be a kli. And the Baal Yashiv, that's our thought based on the Svara of the Chazon Ish, that being that when one is connecting the wires, one is considered being osa a kli, it's a form of tika, the same way that the broken glasses before the tika is muktza, if it has no use. So too, an electric appliance in the off mode too would be muktza. So he argues that a fan, while it's off, argues would be muktza. Others disagree. What do you mean? It's just meant to be turned on and off. It's a kli, just a kli shemal after lesser. Therefore, maybe depending on the nature of it, would be Moksa Machmas Tasarin Kits. which gets me to the next mahalach, that until now, largely, you're arguing that the nature of the iser, turning on and off electricity, again, is a form of bonet, and the form of binyan and or makom patish derech akum, Chazanish said, the form of it was largely in the wire, in the circuit itself. By creating the circuit, that was a form of binyan. There's another way of looking at this as well. More recently made famous by Asher Weiss and Tshuva, but it seemed to me that others seem to believe the same thing as well. And his argument is as follows. Kol ha'osa, if one's following along, we're on page 6. Could be, I have a little bit newer of edition than the very early one sent to you, so it may not be exactly page 6, but it's approximately page 6.
It's page 4 at the bottom.
Or at the bottom? Makim Bepath, Zok the Chazanish, Minchas Asher is found. Called the Ose Dover Choshev Im HaChashmal. Any time that one is achieving something of significance using electricity, that itself is a form not of binyan, but rather of Makim Bepath. Where is he coming from? There is a famous Yerushalmi. Yishalmi says it this, Yishalmi in Perek Kladadol. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Avdin Hayu Bahai Pirka Tzlashnin Uplog. They spent 3.5 years learning Perek Kladadol. Wow. They move a little slower than we do. Afkun mine arba'in chaser achas toldos al kol chada v'chada. They found 39 toldos of malachos for each one of the 39 malachos. Do the math. My head doesn't do it right now. It's not going to work. But it turns out to be a lot of toldos. 39 times 39. Man da ashkichon mismach samchon. Whatever they found a malacha to base it on. I'm reading based on the perish of the Pnei Moshe. It seems to be the right way of understanding the Yishalmi. Match matzu lasmicho la'av samtu. Whatever they were able to base on a particular malacha, they based it on that particular malacha. And the Yishalmi continues, Uma hadalo ashkechon mismach avdone mishum makir bepatish. And whatever they couldn't find a particular malacha to hinge it on, they hinged it on makir bepatish. That's umashil matzulos smicha la'av asu tolda de makir bepatish. That's what the Pnei Moshe learns, which is a fascinating way of looking at things, because I thought we were always taught that how does this work? We always thought that the pshat is there is a given malacha, and Chazal looked around and they saw a given practice, a given action, and they said, "Oh, you can't do that. That's too similar to bona. You can't do that. That's too similar to borer. That's too similar to tochen, etc." It's a tolda of tofi, tolda of bor, tolda of what, et cetera, et cetera. That is always the conventional way of understanding of os and toldas. But this Yerushalmi seems to be saying the exact opposite. It seems like what it's saying, the starting point is, Chazal looks around. People do all types of things during the weeks. And they said, oh, that? You can't do that on Shabbos. That is a malacha of Shabbos. Wait a minute, it's a malacha of Shabbos. It's not exactly one of the 39 malachos. So the answer is, no, we'll call it a tolda of Malabi. That you can't do either. There's too much It's also too much like the malacha. Well, which one? Which malacha should we call that? So we'll call it toche, etc., etc. But then there are some things that Chazal shmecked, they had a sense and a feeling that it was a malach, but it just didn't fit into any one, doesn't fit into any one of 39 malachos, and even as a remote tolda. So those type of things, they said, okay, we'll call it Machi B'Patish. Where's this idea coming from? What's he saying? What's this Yerushalmi saying based on this Taich? What are we saying here? I always thought the chat is there are 39 malachas and we're basing toldos based on those malachas. What are we saying here? We're assuming items and calling them a malacha, and only once we call it a malacha, then we decide which av it's similar to. So the answer appears to be there's one general category called osastik kol malacha, and what we're always taught that Shabbos is osir in the form of, usually it turns out to be a kulav, of meleches machsheves osra Torah. So very often that turns into a kula, but sometimes, and this will be an example of one of them, where Chazal felt that certain things are osir as pure meleches machsheves. Pure meleches machsheves. I'm doing something constructive in a very sophisticated fashion, using, especially in our forms, using technology in order to do so. So that itself, even though you can't pinpoint in any other malacha, that itself is a form of malacha. And according to Eben HaEzel, which hints at this, Lashon HaRambam, that he quotes in Perek Yod Halacha Yitzayin of Shahel Shabbos, that Mapis Morsa, popping a pimple, the Mar itself says the form of Bonet, the Makir Patish, he says it's Makir Patish Mishum de Meleches Harofe. It's what doctors do. So what? What Malach is that? He doesn't say because it's Gemar Malach. He doesn't just simply say, rather, there's a chashivos of whatever he's doing because it's a form of constructive act because it's Meleches Harofe. W. Rosenzweig used to quote, I remember my first year in the Shir, quite a number of years ago, he quoted Rashi in Masechet Beya, Daf Chaf Zayin and Beis, which describes that feeding Truma, Tmeya, to a dog on Yontif is a form of malach. Whereas the Lashon of Rashi is Achshivei Rachmana l'malach. So what exactly, what malach exactly is involved in feeding a dog food on Yontif? I don't know of any malach that's involved. So one of the suggestions that everyone's like made at the time was Pshat and Rashi was you're doing in context was true much maya. One argued that possibly it was either Maki the Patish, or was one mahalach he had, or if I remember correctly, the other mahalach he had, it was just simply abroad. It was malacha without being any other, without being a particular malach. Either way, they're both me'ain what we're saying right now, that it's we're calling this right now Maki the Patish, simply doing a constructive act. So that's how, in this case of Minchas Asher, in his tshuva, argues the following, that here, Al pi zed skiras ma'gal chash malia kol tzuri osev ofaneh bebadei lelosafek yesh ba hamtsa'a atzuma she'en kamos etikon v'chashivos lehaniya yisodos tevel, creating the turning on and off electricity, moving, manipulating all aspects of the world, yesh ba chash makabatish whether larger kalim, smaller kalim, menorahs, LED, turning on electric LED lights. So in all of those forms, they have an inherent chashivas, which would warrant it to be a malach, even though it doesn't necessarily fit into any other malachos. If you're asking me, I think that the Chazon Ish already had something along that in mind. That's sort of what he was getting at. What's he talking about? He was trying to pin that onto Binyan and or Ma'akev Hapdash, the Chazon Ish has suggested, even though he knew full well that it wasn't regular Binyan. He had the sense that there was something more going on here, because with it, you're being manipulating Kol Yisodos Tevel. That itself would constitute more than regular, simply combining irrelevant wires. So on one hand, Mitzad Echad, that creates the Rashi Weiss there, and is creating a Chumrah. We'll get to this in a second. Another point we'll add right now, that the truth is Rav Moshe already was asked about possibility of using microphones on Shabbos or Yatif, and he answers for four reasons. The last two he argues are Midrabanan. First of all, he argues it's a form, maybe Hashma as Kol, in a Siddur Abanan of a certain Kalim, which make noise. What are the parameters of that? Also, maybe Xero, Shema Yisak, and Klishir. Very typically, if someone's involved in using a microphone, but almost always, you're going to have to adjust something to get it to work properly. Okay, so those are Siddur Abanan. But the first two things he suggests are as follows. Kivon de kol hanishma, eno kol ha'adam atzmo, ela kishem medaber nasis roshem, shall have a rosav sham. When he speaks, it makes some type of imprint through his echoes. Umashe nishma kol havara, and what eventually is heard is an echo. Zehuk shash isu deraisa b'mashe b'diburo nasir roshem. The Eze Makom, the microphone. Chash Malacha. Afshilo Baruch Ha'isa. That's idea number one. You're making a Roshem in the microphone. Idea number two. Shelefid Midas Hakol Nigdal Koach Otsoas for Electri. The Nimsa Shebediburo, Nimsa Magdil Makinis Abegai. By your speaking, you are creating a greater input or decrease of output of electricity. Either by having an imprint on the microphone or by creating more electricity, it is a shash is the raisa. What exactly is he talking about? What malacha is this? It doesn't seem to be boreh. It doesn't seem to be osah shnei batei nirim. What malacha is involved in what he's describing and making an imprint in a microphone or increasing electricity? He doesn't explain chash es deraisa. So one of the modern svarim, Talmud of Alayashi, that's al sefer. Shvus Yitzlak Darzi. He suggests that it's along the same lines of what your wife was saying. He thought this maybe was Chad. I think he suggested this Chazon Ish as well. That what's Rav Moshe talking about? Suggests it's on Makom Patish based on this Yerushalmi. So the idea here is that Stam Meleches Machsheves itself, doing something constructive, whether creating an imprint on a microphone, and or increasing the volume of electricity, is a form of makeh b'patish. So along the same lines, that's what Rav Ashi Weiss is saying. That's what the maybe based on this, on Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. Again, I get the sense that's what the Chazon Ish had in mind also. It's not explicit, but I think he's trying to say that in his own words. They're all trying to say this in their own way, but what they're saying, again, whether or not this is right or wrong, Halacha Poskim could debate this. Moshe himself, he's not sure of this. Shash is in the Raisa, and Derech Agav, his usage of electricity is talking into a microphone is very, very different than actually turning on and off the switch. It's not the same. This is a much lesser type of usage than turning on and off the switch. And Mikol Makom, he wants to ask you for this reason. So, but if the issur here is, in as much as you're doing something with the constructive on Shabbos, and it's Meleches Nachshavos, so until now, we're again, it's turning into a chumra, that it turns into a lacha, even though, despite itself, even though there is no real malacha involved, Me'idach, Rav Asher Weiss himself in that tshuva, as well as in one of the editions of Yeshurun, suggests this is extremely practical. Something we'll talk more about Mirat Hashem tomorrow. It creates a kula as well. What's that? That many of our encounters with electricity are very, very meaningless. In other words, we have no interest in them at all. We have no interest in them at all. So the classical way of looking at this shayla is whatever happening, malacha daraisa or malacha derabbanan. That would be the question number one. Question number one, is turning off on and off electricity into daraisa or into derabbanan. So when I, let's say, walk by an automatic door. So sometimes an automatic door, it picks up the movement from a face a certain number of feet away. So you're walking by the street, and automatically you'll open an automatic door somewhere to your right or to your left. And then you have no interest in going into that door. So do you have to be concerned about such a thing? So the classical way of looking at that question is, what malacha is involved with the derais or derabban? And then the next question is, okay, it's a psik reisha when you walk by that area. It's a psik reisha that's going to happen. So it's a psik reisha, the lo nechale, the reisha, the rabbanon, is it more than, is it one rabbanon, two rabbanon? That would be the classical way of looking at that child. I just use that as a mashal again. Well, Mirat Hashem, we'll talk about that much, much, much more tomorrow. But lefi this mahalach, what we'd be saying right now is gufa, what makes this a malacha in the first place is your maleches machshavos. There is no malacha, really, in terms of turning on and off electricity within this mahalach. The malacha is that you are acting the maleches machshavos. So if that's the case, if you have no machshavos, if you're not interested at all, besides the factor of segregation and the lo nechale, the nechale, etc., Mikol Makom, there's no malacha to begin with. And the examples of Rosh Weiss, he talks of, are, let's say, somebody who is on house arrest. So the police give him, the prison gives him some type of GPS so they could always track where he is. Or someone who has to carry a cell phone, let's say a doctor or the like, he has to carry a cell phone on Shabbos. So every time you go someplace, where you're doing it, we usually don't know about it or care about it, but every time we go, there are numerous reception markers, how sometimes reception is better, sometimes it's worse. And when you're going someplace, you're causing all types of changes internally in the system of that phone, of that GPS, of that whatever. So does one have to be concerned when he's moving around about those almost constant changes to that device? To which Rav Asher Weiss says, no. He thinks it's not an issue at all. Why? If again, you are understanding simply about the current and creating a car and then the light, then in the Hanami, you would have to do it. Is that a deraisa? Is that a drabana? And then question, sikration, the nichale, the lo nechale, etc. But rather, that this type of makir path is the yitziro chadasha, memela eno oser elam kein the ikab iskiras magal to elas to tzog luya hanires leinai. Unless they have something which is meaningful, seen, recognizable, avo belavach ilek hashem srach malacha. Go in b'shino yesam molchel machshir shmiya. Let's say a person goes from place to place, but he's wearing a hearing aid. He goes from place to place, so it's not depending what type of place it is. Then it's going to affect the inner mechanisms of that device. He says, since when you're going, you have no intention for that at all. And in these, some of those cases, it may even be nichole. Maybe be nichole in some of those cases. I think you may want the hearing device to change when you go from place to place. Bikol makom, again, the geder hadin is because this shouldn't be malacha in the first place. It's only malacha because of achshave. When there's no achshave, there's no malachas machsheves. There's no iser period. Classic example of this already found in Poskim, whether or not we pass in this way or in certain scenarios. Famous, there's a Magid Mishnah, his name is Rambam, based on famous Rambam, who discusses what happens. The Gemara, well-known discussion of picking off the berries off the Hoshanas. Gemara says in Sukkah, I believe it's a lot of base, maybe off a little bit, discusses so that it's usher to take off berries on Yantif because of its Misakein Mana. Mara says, however, it's pretty clear, it's mutter to do if what? If Isle Hoshanah, if you have another Hoshana anyway, then it is mutter. So that's the classical raya. Classical raya to the idea of the aruch that sikresha the lo nichale is mutter because when even though I might put picking off the berry I'm picking it off the face to eat I want that berry by my doing so I'm fixing the hoshana so why then is it mutter so the famous aruch it's mutter because sikresha the lo nichale is mutter. However, many poskim argue on the aruch. Yet, how do they deal with that gemara? So, what's usually explained is that if someone today were taking off berries off a hoshana, would they say? I don't know. Let's say it's not even today. Let's say on let's say this coming Shabbos, they would take off berries off a hoshana. So what am I going to say? I'm going to say it's a tikkun mana of the Hoshana, but what? But it's a lo nichole. Or am I going to say, at a certain point, it's innocuous enough, there's no tikkun kli. At a certain point, let's say in the middle of Tammuz, there's no shaychus to a Hoshana. Am I taking off a berry and there's no tikkun kli? So the Chiddush is when on Yontif, even on Sukkot, when Islay Hoshana Achriti, and you have no interest at all in fixing that Hoshana, but you have another one. Memela, there's no malacha. There's no tikkun kli. I'm not like fixing a kli. Hoshana, I don't view a Hoshana stam as a kli. What makes it a malacha gufa is the fact that I want it, that I'm being machshiv this as a kli by doing so. So in the middle of Tammuz, in the middle of Teves, where there's no chashivas bechlau, no one would consider that a malacha. So I don't think it's probably Heter Gomer to take off a berry off a Hoshana in the middle of Teves. Without any Heter of Sikresh of Lunichale. So by extension, when you're doing these type of, when the malacha here is by its own very nature is only Meleches Machsheves, when there's no Machsheves, there's no malacha to begin with. Even if it's nichole, ironically. that's a little bit more of a jump, but that's possible. So the cases, again, Rashi White suggested something like those, what he suggested, but it seems a very reasonable scenario as well. When you're walking by an automatic door, it's going to open anyway. Again, you have no intent in that at all. So if you could avoid it, matova manoim, why not? But in a situation where you can't avoid it, I think it's very strong room to be makel based on these arguments. One last idea within even Shlomo Zalman, he himself suggested at one point that there was a problem of macular passage and turning on and off electricity and the like, but he just argued it's always usually very temporary, and he just didn't think that it was. Chazon Ish argued it. Look, you can read his arguments, but he usually thought it was temporary. But the Shlomo Zalman himself did consider it when there could be usages of electricity which are problematic, even though one is only a spiritual type of change within itself. Let's say you magnetize something. Or another example would be, let's say you get a watch to work. Let's say you turn the springs of a watch. That's a discussion in post Mechayadam, whether or not that's a Malacha Darais or Darabanan. That itself, getting a cleat to work, but getting it to work in a more permanent type of way, even Shlomo Zalman thought was problematic. He just thought many of these usages were temporary. Our other argument is also very, very, very important. Should have maybe mentioned this earlier, that it was somebody in Rav Asher Weiss's tshuva that he tried to argue with him that opening an automatic door, thinks the problem of electricity, says, is the Chazon Ish. And he thinks when you're opening the door, it's already a door. It's already a door. Therefore, you're not creating anything new. Therefore, it should be mutter. That's what the Shoel says. I don't understand what you're talking about. So he argues, in terms of the Chazon Ish, first of all, the problem is making a circuit, and you're making a circuit anyway. So opening an automatic door with the card or whatever way you would do it, that would still be a problem even for the Chazon Ish, first of all. And second of all, this is the next line I'm about to say, I think, is very essential, that whatever we're saying about electricity right now, it's not like there is a multiple choice test. In a multiple choice test, there's only one right answer. And there is one right answer. Here, there is no pasuk, or there's no gemara, which says that electricity is also in Shabbos. There's no gemara that says electricity is also in Shammai. And the answer is, here we're all grappling to figure out what it is. And it could be this, it could be something else. And it's possible that none of them are the exact perfect model. But we're choshesh, and these poskim are telling us what we have to be choshesh for. And it could be we have to be choshesh for a number of these things. It's not like there's one, it's only us that we show them this. And then the other thing definitely is this. No, it could be multiple things, or it could be none of the things. But we have, and being that these Gedolei HaPoskim told us to be choshesh for these concepts, then we can't say is, oh, we're sure if for whatever reason the Chazon Ish doesn't apply, therefore it's going to be much. No, there are numerous possible problems, and we have to be choshesh for all of them. The question is, it's which one? The Makom Tzorech, what are the most important issues to think about? The classical early Mahalach of understanding how electricity worked was a famous tshuva of the Beis Yitzchak, of Yitzchak Shmelkis, where he asserted turning on electricity based on the concept of being molid davar chadash. I'm sure you've heard the concept before of being molid davar chadash. That, and he bases it on a gemara in Nesachas Beya, Chaf Gimel, that it's aser la'ashen agabe cheres on Yom Tov. And why is it aser? It means to smoke into, to put the fumes into cheres, into a pottery utensil. It's forbidden on Yom Tov with the molad reyach and nichnas becheres. That's what Rashi says. And so, based on that, the thought that was a problem of electricity as well. And we actually began this year as well. There is another concept of molad as well. We began this year with the words of the Aruch HaShulchan discussing the problem. What's the problem in lighting a match, lighting a fire on Yom Tov? That the problem was being molad davar chadash. So it's interesting. Maybe we'll get back to in 2 minutes that Beis Yitzchak, he quoted the source of La'ashen al-Gabe Cheres rather than the concept of lighting a new fire. What's going on? Why is that? Suggest the following. That in one of those journals as well, those Beis Vav L'Chachamim, I guess this was a contemporary halacha of the next year, and then 1900 or something. So they are, again, they quoted this idea of the Beis Yitzchak, and some of the poskim of that time argued the following. And these are actually there are two different reasons you could question whether or not being molded davar chadash is appropriate in understanding electricity. Why? What's going on? First of all, if you're talking about this, that you're creating energy, you're creating the current, you're creating the electric flow. The truth is, are you really creating it? It already exists in the plant. And on some level, all you're doing is transferring it to the appliance that you need. Would I say that is the right mushal that I'm creating a davar chadash, or it already is there? It already exists. That's one way of questioning this svara of applying bimola davar chadash. There is another way of questioning, is ironically the exact opposite, that are all davar chadashes exactly the same. What do I mean? That the Gemara has a debate in Sechas Erevin whether or not you're allowed to be olude kala the Shabbos. Olude kala, are you allowed to create some certain type of sound? So Gemara concludes only musical sound is us, and seemingly because of Zera Shami Sakin Klishir. But per se, to create a sound on Shabbos wouldn't be a problem of olude kala. So Zuck, some of these poskim, what we see is, there's a problem of being molid reyach, like creating a fragrance. So do I say then creating any intangible? We know Gemara is in Psachim, Daf Chavav. Usually there are several intangibles that work together. So kol marev reyach ein bo mishum me'ilo. So do I say the same way the Gemara says it's asir lo lude reyach on Shabbos? It's also asir lo lude kala on Shabbos, a sound. Okay, so that's the Gemara. The Gemara seems to conclude that there's no isur alude kala on Shabbos. We'll speak a little bit tomorrow about how about being alude mare on Shabbos. Are you allowed to have yourself show up on a screen on Shabbos, or create something on a screen where you're now creating a vision, something which is now seen on Shabbos? So that would be the parallel of alude mare. So one could argue the case that not all molid is exactly the same. Molid reyach may be aser. Reyach is already maybe more tangible than some of the other intangibles. There is a bracha that we say, there's a berachas reyach. There's those learning Yerideya, there's discussions whether reyach milsa or not, reyach pishtiya. Reyach already maybe more somewhat of a mamashos. Mash inkein, when you're dealing with kol or mare. So by extension, exactly where do you put electricity? How exactly do you view creating electricity? What exactly is that? That's creating, what exactly is that in terms of a world of intangibles? Where does that fit in? Would there be a problem of molid davar chadash by creating electricity? Which gets me to the next point. That the idea of the Beis Yitzchak, and again, this may be sort of working with some of the other ideas we mentioned until now, that he's saying it on the Rabbanan level, that the significance is not so much that I'm creating electricity per se, meaningless electricity per se, but rather with that electricity, I am infusing a kli with that electricity, and now with that electricity, it now could do infinite things that it couldn't do until now. Until now, I had a computer which was dead and couldn't do anything. Now I have a computer which can do infinite things. Until now, I had a vacuum cleaner which I couldn't use at all. Now it's on and it could do. So by infusing that kli with that electricity, the issue is not so much the electricity per se, but rather it's the infusion that davar chadash that it's getting is not just the intangible electricity, but rather power. The power that it has is very significant, and now it could accomplish things. I'm creating, in terms of the electricity itself, you can't pinpoint it at all, but in terms of what it's creating, that's very significant. That's why the mashal he seems to use is not stam creating a fire, like the mashal of motzi'in esa'or, lomina eitzim lomina avonu, the mishnah daf lama gimel and beya, rather the mashal of, he uses, of la'ashin al-gabe cheres, because with it I'm infusing the kli cheres with that reyach, so here too I'm infusing that kli, that computer, that vacuum cleaner, that whatever it is, with electricity, and now with it, it has infinite more power, and it can accomplish what I need to accomplish with it. So, in that sense, it's much more significant than until now I had a kli anyway, which was, you know, all I did was add some reyach to that kli. It was already a kli cheres, and all I did was I put in a little bit of reyach into that kli. In terms of electricity, until now I had an unusable kli, which while it was off, while it didn't have electricity flowing through it, now it's a kli which you could do in very significant things with it, may be a problem of olude kala. Molid davar chadash. And one very important nafkamina which comes out based on this discussion of molid. First of all, there is a discussion in the Magen Avraham and others in Poskim whether or not molid davar chadash do you need to have kavanah, as we spoke about before, for it to be aser? In other words, is there a concept of psikresha in being molid davar chadash? Is that only aser when one is trying to do it? That's interesting. There's a discussion in Poskim about that. But another discussion, which is also extremely significant, very, very practical, and Poskim are dealing with, is what's called shinoi zerem. Shinoi zerem is, let's say you already have an appliance which is on, but you're increasing the level, the flow of electricity in it to get it to work better, stronger, higher. The old version would be, let's say you have a radio which is on. So until now, the volume was number 6. Now you turn the volume to number 8, 9, 10. By doing so, you're increasing the electricity. There already was electricity, but you're increasing the output of electricity. And by doing so, you're increasing the volume, the power in each kli in its own way. So is that going to be problematic? So in pure Chazon Ish views, once it's already on, one would think you could argue the case that it would be permissible, though, depending what we spoke about before, one could debate it. For Rav Asher Weiss, it would very much depend how significant is the change you're making. And in Mola Dara Chodesh as well, the Gemara seems to say that Osufe, the Gemara in, I think it's called Gimbal right there, Osufe Reach is Mutter. Olude Aser, Osufe Reach is Mutter. So if you're only adding, it seems to be Mutter. However, we're going to make the following very important qualification. I think this is a very important distinction to be made. That Somet, Rosen, he wanted to suggest the following. Of course, what they usually do is they work very hard for Rahman Al-Sai, I should have mentioned this before, for handicaps, and they often need extra help in these areas. Now, that's another area maybe that would be room to be looking for possible kulas to help help the handicapped. So he has suggested, let's say someone, they have a wheelchair. So the wheelchair wouldn't have enough power to last the entire Shabbos on the battery that it works. So what they want to do, they wanted to basically use some type of, it would be on the entire Shabbos, but on at a very bare minimum level. And let's say the guy wants to go to shul at 9 o'clock in the morning. So when he wants to go to shul, you turn the power up. It's already technically on. So you're not creating the current. It's already on. And at nine o'clock, you want to go to shul. So then you turn the power up to what you need. And therefore, they wouldn't waste the power and you'd have enough power for the duration of Shabbos. So the Cheshbin seems, if you're looking pure Chazon Ish in terms of the circuit, he's right. But there is, depending on if the problem is, until now, if you had a Kli, albeit the circuit was on, if the issue was only in the circuit per se, then the Cheshbin is right. But if the problem is, by doing so, by turning it on, you're infusing this Kli now with electricity in a way which until now was unusable, now it's usable, then this change that you made isn't just simply, all I did was turn off the volume, turn off the power. No, that change itself makes the difference between Mavis and Chaim, between whether that Kli is usable or not. Then that itself, there's a lot to argue in that case that could still constitute a Melacha Daraisa of some sort of getting that Kli to be able to be used. If until now it couldn't be used. There's a lot to argue based on that. And similarly, in terms of Molid, this is there as well, Molid Davar Chadash, again, Osufe is, if all I'm doing is adding to what's already there, but if I'm creating a completely new quality, if you'll tell me all I needed, there was electricity, there was some electricity flowing through the thing, it technically was on, that means there's some electricity flowing through the thing, so all I'm doing is electricity, so in that sense, it should be mutter, but if the idea is the Osufe is with it, I'm creating a completely new quality, then that itself is very strong reason to aser on Shabbos, hate from the standpoint of Molad, hate from the standpoint of certainly for Rav Asher Weiss, even I believe the Chazon Ish, by creating and bringing it Mimavis B'chayim, that makes all the difference in the world. Finally, so anyway, the Shinoi Zerim, change of current, is a very important hot issue. Finally, the last, many of the poskim, the local poskim in the Shiva, I believe Rav Shachter Shlita, really most of them believe there's an Issur D'Rabbanan of turning on and off electricity. And then the model they use is Gemara in Ksuvos. The Gemara in Ksuvos, I believe it's Daf Samach Gimel. Daf Samach, I'm sorry. Sinar Sha'alu Ba'Kaskashin D'Yachol Ma'achol B'Raglo B'Tzina. That, let's say, if you have a pipe which becomes clogged, then you're allowed to unclog it. It's Ma'akim Pashish D'Rabbanon. And the idea basically is you have a system which is clogged. So too here, your system, the electricity is clogged. It's not working properly. the same way like the plumbing is clogged, so unplugging it constitutes somewhat of an issue derabanan. So to here, the system, the electronic system is working, is not functioning properly. When it's off, so when you're turning it on, you're getting the system to work properly. So there is a malacha derabanan of makeh bipath. That's what Be'er Shechter Shlita believes. That you didn't think that there's Nisi D'Oraisa involved, but rather Nisi D'Rabbanan, I believe, based on that model of getting the system to work. Tzino Sha'ol Bakash Kashka. Okay, so the quick review is either the original thought it was Havara, Chazon Ish thought it was his binyan. We try to adapt his binyan to say it was a very unique type of binyan, even though it didn't necessarily fit through the regular rules. And that which led us more to Rav Ashi Weiss, and maybe Rav Moshe already had this in mind, that it was a Makkah B'Pathis based on Melechas Machsheves. We then suggested the idea of Rav Yitzchak Shmelkes, of Molid, explained that a little bit. And finally, we got to the Shita of Rav Shechter Shlita, that it was Melechas D'Rabbanan of Makkah B'Pathis, Dumya, the Tzinor, Sha'olu B'Kashkash, Mir Sashem. Tomorrow, we'll come back and try some applications of this using the model of a secure surveillance system.
Yashikov, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.